Okay, well, oh, man.
Oh, there we go.
I was going to ask a new question, but... Oh, wait, okay. Now I'm going to ask... You guys need to, like...
So if this is going live...
Oh, it's live, hey.
Are we? Are we live?
I think.
God damn it. Right.
Yeah, it says we're live.
I think we've been live since we started it.
No, I just...
Sucku?
So fuck you, Taj Gibson. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man. You're not doing it anymore. You won't get... Well, I guess you will get the question, but...
Why is Mike Miley Cyrus now? What are you talking about?
You were sticking your tongue out like crazy.
All right, everyone, calm down. We're live. There we go. And there's Big
Yay for the
live. Welcome to... What is this?
It still says starting. Oh, there we go. It's open.
Yeah, it's open to mine. So this is a Derpcast with Ryan, Mike, and me.
Hello.
And our guest is this guy nobody cares about. Demon Banana.
Ryan.
Ruben, Adam, whatever. What do you want us... What
I like
Adam.
Again? Adam's Adam? More American.
So we're just going to call him Adam. Yeah. Because he has more than one name.
Jesus, anyways. This fucking enhanced video quality thing?
Oh my God.
I have a bald spot.
Looks like you have an earring.
I do have earrings.
I know.
I wear earrings, yes.
Since when?
Since forever.
I thought you always wore earphones.
I actually have plugs with my YouTube channel on them.
That's pretty lame.
Why?
Just kidding. All right. So, first topic we have today is Fallout 4 ever coming out? You guys think so?
Nope.
Nope.
Definitely not.
Anytime soon, at least, because it's gonna come out.
It's gonna be about the same timeline as
because it was a while before Fallout.
No, as Half-Life. Half-Life.
When no,
it's gonna be the exact same as that.
When DayZ becomes a final game.
Everybody's going to forget about it.
I think...
Maybe when DayZ finally goes into
time
release, we'll hear...
Maybe beta.
Yeah. Because they're trying to push out fucking Wolfenstein and the new Doom. How do you guys think the new Doom's going to be?
I haven't even heard anything about it.
Yeah.
They literally confirmed it by placing an early beta access if you pre-order Wolfenstein. So, yeah, the fact that it's going to be a beta kind of tells me it's going to be multiplayer. It's not a demo, it's a beta. So I'm guessing they're going to do it like they did the Quake thing, and they're going to just make it like
did
a
multiplayer. Did anyone else play ESO beta?
Not this weekend.
I mean, at all.
I don't even know what that is.
This weekend would be able to play as Imperials.
Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ryan's like, what?
I'm stuck playing Titanfall, bro.
Yeah. Like you.
Xbox One.
Xbox One on. I mean off.
It can't hear you, bro.
Can we spend this whole podcast trying to turn Ryan's Xbox One off?
I'm playing Titanfall right now while listening to you guys.
I'm gonna try to trick Ryan into saying Xbox One off.
No.
He's going to do it.
It asked me to confirm it, so you have to get me to say that, and then yes.
Xbox.
I'm not that good.
Xbox. Delete everything.
Delete yourself from my room, you piece of shit.
You son of a bitch.
Delete. Delete all.
Are you going to get an Xbox, Mike?
No. Fuck that. Yes. Xbox One becomes sentient.
Dude, a bunch of my friends just got one too, so.
I don't know if
my brother has one. I played on that a little, but.
I'm having a blast.
Oh, really?
Are you having a blast?
Yeah, I know. He's.
I think he's just addicted now. It's not really a blast. He just like.
We haven't
wakes
heard
up
from
and has to put it on.
In a
yeah,
month.
And
that's not
long?
True. I spend a lot of time, you know, working on videos. That's what I spend all my time doing.
Fall.
It's like every time we talk to Ryan, he has this huge mountain man beard. Virtual mountain man beard.
It's like 10 times longer than mine.
What is it?
It takes Ryan 3 weeks to grow a beard that long, and takes me fucking 4 years to grow a beard.
But definitely, I'm if Fallout 4 ever does come out, that's literally going to be the game I pull Orion on and go and hiding for.
You know what fucking game I want to come out is a new Left 4 Dead.
Yeah. I was going to put that on the list, but since you already brought it up, what are you looking forward to most? Left 4 Dead 3, Half-Life 3, or what's the other one?
Left 4 Dead 3. I don't give a shit what your other one is.
Portal 3? Portal 3?
I didn't even know there was going to be a Portal 3. Oh, yeah, I knew there would be eventually.
But... There's also going to be a Borderlands 3.
Yeah, I can't wait for that neither. Yeah.
Adam, you need to add like a picture to your Google Plus profile.
Yeah, I know.
All right, got it.
He's just a blue man without arms and a neck.
Man, you don't have no arms.
You ain't got no arms.
Lieutenant Dan.
I'm going to get a good one of me.
Lieutenant Dan has no legs.
Yeah,
but well, he doesn't have any fucking arms either right now, right? Because he's Lieutenant Dan.
He's Lieutenant Dan now.
Yeah, is it wrong that I only ever watch Forrest Gump because Lieutenant Dan is so pathetic in that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
So good.
I don't even know how do I change my thing from here? My
picture. Plus, I guess.
Maybe. Okay, Google Plus, you actually got users for once.
Oh man, that was mean to say.
I'm just joking. Don't hurt me.
I'm just joking. Don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me, Google. Don't invade my life like you already have. Don't hurt me. Yeah, so nobody's looking forward to Half-Life 3.
Nope.
Or Portal 3.
Well, Portal 3 maybe, but I'm not a huge fan of the Half-Life series. I mean, it was good, but I played it so long ago that I wouldn't be able to tell you if I enjoyed it completely as a human being. As a child and a young teenager, I enjoyed the second one, but I didn't enjoy the first one.
Even though it would change the whole face of Garry's Mod, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would.
It would.
Yeah,
it would make Garry's Mod so much more fun.
It would.
I mean, that's the only reason I would get it, is because they would have to make a new Garry's Mod, and...
I mean, I'd get it just because it's Half-Life.
Garry's Mod 2.
I mean, that's like...
What's supposed to be the purpose? The purpose of what, Elizabeth King?
What's supposed to be the purpose of what, a podcast?
To talk and...
Yeah, we're talking about nerd stuff. That's what we're doing.
Nerd things.
Sure.
Video games.
I agree, guys. I completely agree.
I concur. I concur.
Are you sure? Wait, are we sure this is not Adam just making up fake accounts?
Not me or anything.
I'm going to go to his fucking Google thing. It's going to say Elizabeth King.
So how did you guys... Oh, okay, you guys put the banner. How did you guys put the banner in?
Like, what's this going on? You have to have like your camera on.
Yeah, you have to.
Or XSplit. I'm using XSplit as a camera. I have to put a picture in there. But So nobody's going to have like that's great.
So there's your answer, Elizabeth King. Thanks for asking a question.
Nothing.
Yeah, thanks for asking us questions that we don't give a shit about.
How about we answer the question to life? What is the purpose?
You know, actually, you know what? I had a question that I wanted to bring up, but I totally forgot.
Oh, okay, so why did you even bother saying that?
Yeah.
Because I just wanted you guys to know that I am trying to contribute.
Hey guys, I have seriously something important to tell you, but I completely forgot.
Yeah.
Alright, so we're all just going to forget we said that.
Oh, the president called me, I forgot what he said. But it was in...
But I forgot
something
my
in this country.
Shit the bed.
If I was to refresh the page, would it kick? Like, what would happen?
Nothing.
Does it? Do you guys see my picture?
No.
It doesn't work.
You're so stupid.
Hot diggity.
Hot diggity.
Is that what you just said?
No, I said God giggity.
God giggity. Makes no sense. All
right. Next topic is what single player or co-op game would you like to see as an MMO? Since Elder Scrolls or Skyrim is doing the whole MMO thing.
I'll answer that question, and it's the right answer, no matter what you all say.
What?
Minecraft.
The Last of Us?
The Last of... That would be horrible.
That would be an amazing MMO.
How story-oriented that game is.
Yeah,
that would be amazing fucking MMO. We need
and how MMOs don't really, nobody
don't cares even, about MMOs. Don't even.
Nobody cares about the story. At all. Do you even read the dialogue boxes in the MMOs?
Totally, man.
No.
That's why it will be a completely voiced game, like Star Wars or Neverwinter.
Yeah, those are
still awesome. Skip them. No, Neverwinter's great. You shut your mouth.
I'm not saying Neverwinter's bad.
Ruben is.
That was me.
Oh, Adam, what the fuck?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Neverwinter. I don't like it.
It's good. It's
you great. Tried it and you didn't like it? How is that even possible?
Yeah, how is that?
I don't know, man.
You're crazy.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Ryan would even enjoy it.
What are you talking about? No, you say Neverwinter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Dungeons and Dragons. MMO.
Hey, girl, you like dragons?
Hey, girl, you like dragons?
All right, you like dungeons? Wait, how do we what set about dragons?
How do we set this question? Oh, whoops, hello. How do we set this question as answered?
What?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. I can select Xbox. It.
No.
Xbox.
I think the person there asking the question has to say that it's answered.
Apparently answering. I've already answered it. It's been answered.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you think would make a good MMO, Adam?
It is answered. It's under the answered question.
Yeah, I just answered it. It's been answered. She's left. Sweet. She's gone. Nobody has to worry about her again.
Sweet.
Anyways.
Has she left or is she still here?
I guess we only have one viewer and I'm guessing that's... somebody.
Her.
Who cares?
I don't know.
Probably.
Here, I'll be right back, dude.
I'm sorry.
Her trying to figure out what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, bye, Adam, our only guest that doesn't care. No.
She's probably all like, I don't have an answer to this question. I'm still waiting.
There's no.
This podcast.
No point to it.
There is really no point to it. We're just talking. We're hanging out. We're having fun.
Ron, what do you think will make a good MMO?
I don't know. I've been thinking about it ever since you asked the question. I'm trying to really find a good answer here for you.
Well, skip Ryan. Me, I would think Borderlands would be a great MMO because it's already kind of like an MMO kind of based with, you know, quests and loots. But if you brought that on like a huger scale other than just four people playing it, I think it'd be great. The bosses are cool.
Yeah, but you would have to create classes, and I don't think their class setup would be in-depth enough to keep people's attention.
Well, that's what they'd have to... That's the only thing they'd have to change about their game, is class setup.
Yeah.
And it'd be amazing. That's the only thing they'd have to work on, that and quests and shit.
My neck is so itchy, I feel like a crack addict right now.
You are a crack addict.
Oh, thanks.
Suckle?
Hmm?
I just rematched a Titan. Like, yeah, rematch. That's cool.
I'm not back.
A Titan killed you and you rematched on it?
Yeah, and I doomed him.
Oh, man.
What?
Good job.
That's crazy.
You is so good.
So I'm guessing.
Yeah, you is so good.
So Titanfall is going to be a good MMO. All right, Ryan, that's awesome. I will not... I'll not oppose you on that because I think that'd be pretty cool. Get different titans as mounts. And how did I actually think about that?
Check out my flying mount. It's a titan.
I got robotic mounts. Titan mounts.
Do you like this?
So Adam, since you're back, do you have anything to say about that?
What about the Titanfall being an MMO?
No, anything. Do you want any game to be an MMO other than the games we've already said?
Not really. I mean, no. Not really.
No. There's no game that you would ever want to see as an MMO.
Turok, sucker.
Turok would be the greatest. Dinosaur MMO? That would be awesome. I want a dinosaur MMO.
There is one. I forget what it's called. If you look at MMORPG.com, there's a whole list of out there MMOs that are pretty much free to play.
So you're saying they're all bad?
Yeah. Is Neverwinter bad because it's free to play?
Yes. No, I'm saying because it's on a website nobody's ever heard of.
MMORPG is the most popular MMO website around.
Oh, well, I've never heard of that.
I think it's like the only one.
Because it's the only website. Alright.
I'm confused at you. I'm just confused. You just confuse the shit out of me all the time.
I don't do the MMOs.
You play Neverwinter.
That's the only MMO I've ever gotten into.
And you're going to play Terra.
No, I looked at it and seen that the only cool thing about that MMO was Ewoks.
No, the combat system.
Woo-dee-dee!
The combat system is
Woo-dee-dee!
Like, you can make little bear characters that look like Ewoks without, you know, a hood and cape and shit.
Okay, I got a topic.
What is it?
Which video game would make an amazing movie?
Oh, man.
I would go ahead and say The Last of Us. Just
yes.
Shadow of the Colossus.
What about Centipede? Human Centipede would make a great movie.
Yeah.
We have a question coming in from Dark Zach.
Oh.
Wow, you are alive?
Clearly. He's, Jesus. He is clearly what Mexican.
What about Centipede?
He's clearly a Mexican person.
Centipede?
Centipede as an MMO or a movie?
The human one or the
I don't understand what his question is.
You never played Centipede, like the old.
I don't know
what he's trying to get at, but
for the delay, for whatever delay there is in this right now, his what about Centipede would have to be for MMO, like.
Yeah, it would have to.
Who would want an MMO based off of Centipede?
The humans.
That would be a horrible MMO. I'm sorry. That'd be pretty bad. What do you do in that as an MMO? Everybody's just... I don't know. That'd be a horrible MMO. Good job, Dark Zach. On your horrible idea for an MMO.
Since when are you alive, Dark Zach?
Yeah.
Yeah, where the hell have you been?
No, you guys never want to talk to us. So.
He's busy playing Sims 3.
Sims 3. Dark Zach, tell us about your family in Sims 3.
Oh, has he literally been playing Sims 3?
He's got
Sims
like 3? Six husbands.
All right, so what would make a good movie as a game from a game to a movie is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Skyrim is basically a movie.
I have to agree with you, Zach, though, that The Last of Us would be an amazing film.
Well, apparently... That's all
they already
really
announced
was.
It.
Yeah. I think... I know they've already tried this, but as a big blockbuster movie, Halo would be the greatest movie ever.
That'll never get done.
It won't.
It'll never get done.
No. Steven Spielberg's working on a TV show about Halo.
They made that mini-series... Forward Unto Dawn, that was really good, and I'm pretty sure that's what the TV show is going to be about.
No,
what?
I don't know. I'm just listening to you guys.
Do you have any idea what we're talking about right now?
We're talking about Halo.
What is that? Who's clapping?
What the hell?
What was that?
I have a crowd behind me.
What are you doing?
Oh, hello, Jordan.
Hey, Jordan. I don't believe that's a question, but welcome to the stream.
The Derpcast.
How are you doing?
Derpcast.
Hello.
Where do you see the questions at? Where is this?
Q&A.
Yay, damn Mexican ideas.
We'll answer this question. Yay, damn Mexican ideas. A couple of minutes.
Okay. That has a deep meaning.
Your question is invalid, so...
My hair is a bird.
All right, Jordan, your question is hello and hello. That's the answer. Ding.
Who is doing the sound effects?
Seriously? Yeah, who's doing the sound effects?
It's Ruben.
What?
It's so fucking confusing.
Please.
Adam, stop
I just figured out how to do some funny shit.
That was surprisingly...
annoying?
Annoying, yeah. All right.
Jeez, man.
All right, we gotta get moving.
This All podcast right. is terrible. None of you have fucking cams. I'm the only cam, but
it's
I am...
all over the place. It's all over the place. All right.
Okay.
So, the third topic we have is Xbox One price drops, no Kinect, and no disc drive. How do you think that's going to go?
Awesome.
I think the Xbox One is too
I don't think it's going to fucking do anything, really.
They said there's rumors that they're gonna drop the price to $100. Everybody's speculating that it's whether it's gonna be they take out.
No. They're gonna drop it by $100. You just said to $100. Oh, then sorry. Everybody's gonna buy. Everybody's gonna buy an Xbox Everybody One.
You know what? If they drop their price to $100, because it probably only costs them about $60 to make it.
Yeah, that's how much the Xbox is.
I'm pretty sure that if they dropped it to $100, it'd be the most popular system of all time.
Well,
yeah, Microsoft is fucking greedy, and they'll never do that.
But anyways, they're going to drop it $100, and people are already speculating it's either going to be the Blu-ray drive, and they might just make it just like a regular disc drive, or they're just going to get rid of the disc drive altogether, considering how they went so hard on the DRM and downloading games, or they're going to get rid of the Kinect, which I don't think will ever happen, because they're trying to force-feed that down people's throats. It'd be nice, though. It'd be nice if they just got rid of the Blu-ray and the fucking and the Blu-ray and the Kinect, and they just dropped it down to $400. I'd buy it then.
What's the price at it right now?
$600.
Yeah, that's fucking way too expensive.
It's $499, but if you buy games and everything with it,
that's fucking three quarters the amount I spent on my PC.
Yeah.
And my PC out fucking blows the Xbox One out of the water.
That's about, yeah.
Can you tell your computer to turn off? No.
I don't need to.
Yeah, man. Totally worth it.
That's the best type of relationship where I don't have to talk to my toys.
Well,
I don't know, man. I figured it worked out.
Years old when I played with my G.I. Joes. I used to talk to my toys. I don't want to do that when I'm 26 working on the computer.
Why not?
Because I find that so stupid. I mean, what's so hard about holding down a button until the system shuts off?
Yeah.
Too much physical work.
They're really trying to get their foot in the door on the whole virtual thing and not having to use a controller for everything.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that they just want this country.
Well,
to be
I think one of the bigger things is that they wanted this to be an entertainment console, you know? Yeah. So your Xbox isn't gonna be right next to you like mine is right now. Instead it would be, you know, across the room.
Yeah, across the living room.
By like where your TV is. And you can just say that and then it's fine, you know. It'll just turn off and you can walk out of the room.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody think the Xbox One is ugly as people say?
I don't think it's that ugly. Yeah. I think it's a little big.
It's fucking huge, but it's not fucking ugly. It looks like a fucking what a box should look like that plays games and shit.
Yeah, well, have you ever seen one of these things in person, dude?
Yes.
They're pretty big.
Yeah, they're huge.
It's not only that, dude, but it's heavy as shit. It is so heavy, dude.
So how bad
is it probably weighs more than your computer.
We just saw your question.
It's about the same as my tower.
That's crazy.
You know, I really want them to make the Xbox look like an X. I don't. That would just look awesome.
Forget the box part. They just make it look like an X.
I wish they'd make it just look like a pile of dog shit.
They already did.
They should make
it. What
They should make it look like a triangle. That way it can fit in random places. Like you can put in like catty cornered in your corner. Just like a wedge, like a big old block wedge.
I don't think it would be called an Xbox if it looked like a triangle.
They'd be like the part of a cheese wheel.
It doesn't look like a box now.
Try out this new system. It's a cheese wheel. The slice of cheese.
No wires included.
No. Completely wireless. So Dark Zach asked, how bad is the goddamn delay?
That was about 20 seconds ago. Yeah, we saw that first, so you can determine the delay.
Yeah, you can time it for us.
There's your answer.
I'm without a stopwatch, so. I wasn't well equipped for this podcast. I'm sorry.
Who is determining when are we answering a question? Is that you, Zach?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, okay. Whenever I find a break in.
Can you just like right click and say we are answering this question? Oh shit.
Oh yeah, I can click it. And say,
Okay.
Questions being answered now, but anyways, so do you guys think the PS4 is ugly?
How many viewers do we have?
Three.
69.
69.
million.
A million.
A good portion of the United States population.
I think the PS4 actually looks really nice.
I think it did too.
I mean, I like it.
It looks better than
the
Xbox.
PlayStation always looked better than anything else.
I don't know. The PlayStation 2 was not.
Well, the PlayStation 2 wasn't.
Looked like a fucking like, what's that really ugly car? A Ford Taurus. It's like the ugliest car in the world.
Wait, don't you mean a smart car? Like.
What?
Don't you mean a smart car?
No, man, smart cars are baller.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Baller. I don't know if I was playing like that.
Man, I'd feel like a baller if I was driving a smart car that ran all electricity.
Not if you got hit
I'd
by
feel
another
more
car.
Like a baller if I was driving a Ford Taurus than a smart car.
But think of all the money you'll be saving.
At least that thing is normal size. Come on, now. Come on, son.
But it runs on electricity.
Yeah, it runs on electricity. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
The smart car does not run on electricity.
It
well,
can.
It's a fucking golf
it
cart.
Can. You plug it up.
It's a golf cart.
Exactly. You plug it up to the wall and get electricity in it.
You're speaking out of your ass right now.
No, I'm definitely not. That's how smart cars work.
Dude. Not right. Really. I asked a question about 6 minutes ago. Oh, so we got like a 12-year delay? What's going on here?
No, a 12-year
delay.
I don't think he heard our answer to the first question.
What was the first question?
I don't fucking know.
He's like, how big is the delay? And we're like, time it yourself.
Well, like, we don't, it doesn't tell us. I mean,
we could
I have it up. I right now I have it up.
Alright, Mike, we need to do something. Alright, we're gonna time this, okay? Give me a sec. I'm gonna get this link and then I'm gonna time this shit.
Yeah, the questions are delayed too, by the way. Not just the video stream.
Yeah.
So
at 8. So
at 8. Sound like a Scottish person. At 8.
Okay. What are you saying?
Yeah, I say Fallen or Mike, listen. What? So what you're going to do is you're going to go Miley Cyrus, okay? And I'm going to send a question right when I can see you doing Miley Cyrus, okay?
Wait, you want me to go Miley Cyrus?
Stick your tongue out.
No!
Do it. You already did it once.
Not asking you. You're doing
it. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. You
ask the question, Ruben.
No, I don't. I'm going to wait until I can actually see. Let's see what the question delay is.
What? There you go. By the way, guys, on your YouTube channel, Zach,
yeah.
You have me showed up constantly, by the way.
Yeah, I know. You're the only one with the fucking camera.
Yeah,
what,
but
you want me to show Ryan's email and male characters?
I don't know. It's cool that you're featuring me completely on it.
Well, good.
Okay, it's about 30
what's
to 40
up,
seconds.
What's
delay.
Up, Pootos and Apes channel? This is Fallen Monument. I've taken over the podcast. How you doing?
Have you guys played the Yaog?
Yeah, we'll answer that whenever I click it. First of all, I clicked it. The Yaog, I've seen it on Steam.
I don't even know what that is.
I haven't played it.
Wait, what is it?
It's something about dwarves.
That sounds great.
When did it release? I haven't heard of it.
I think it's on Steam, I don't know. Yeah, look it up while you're doing nothing.
Okay, I'll look it up.
I am doing many
things. I'm carrying the face of the fucking podcast.
Oh, you're not the face now. I am.
the poo-poo toss.
It's been changed.
It's $9.99. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, I'm sure.
It's money,
oh,
so
the Yaog. Oh, actually, I actually heard of this. I thought it was super fun. I don't have it because I have nobody to play it with. But, you know what? I would drop $10 on this game because it looks hilarious.
Does that have anything to do with
what
the
game is it?
Cast?
It's called the Yaog. It's a story game. Actions or anything. It's played
like
a lot like a board game is what it is.
Book.
But
a book.
Would you shut up?
Yeah, like,
seriously.
Don't know anything about it.
Shut up. It's like a board game where you take the role of a certain character. I believe there's 4 or 5 characters. You take the role of a certain character, and what you do is you live out that person's life throughout the 6 weeks before the Yaog comes back, And it's really funny, apparently. Like, for instance, I was watching the trailer, and in the trailer, you go into a tavern, and you get drunk, and there's a bard singing, and he's terrible at it. And you challenge him to a sing-off, and you sing so much better than him that he breaks his guitar, and he leaves the bar. And the next person who goes, or who, whenever it happens, I don't know exactly when it happens, but somebody else is walking through a forest, and she comes across a man who hung himself with a broken guitar under his feet, saying it's not worth it anymore. So that's how the game could be really funny, and I actually do want to get it so that I can play it, because that game sounds so fun. Thanks for the question, Phosphorus Toth. I really gonna check that out though.
Well, no, there's your answer. Mike wants it. Nobody else has it.
He wants it. Dude.
I want it, but nobody else has it. So therefore, I won't be playing it.
No, he'll buy it one now that you're.
Yeah, I'll probably buy it for each of us. That's probably what's gonna wind up.
Is the link to Yogscast at all? That's what it sounds like.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with Yogscast.
Because I know it has like an orange bearded dwarf on there, so I was like, oh, it's called the Yogg.
No, I don't believe it has anything to do with them. Let me check. Got it.
Good. Good.
The Yogg.
The Yogg.
How's Rachel, Ryan?
She's doing good.
Should tell her to get
this
up here.
TV's on in the background,
Ryan.
No, we're right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was that loud.
Yeah, it's pretty loud.
Yeah.
Hi, Alex.
Introducing to the show, Alex. Does he have anything to say on the Xbox One price drops?
Yeah, he says, ooh.
All right. So, for our fourth topic, Yeah, we got four.
Isn't that our final topic?
No, we got another one that added.
Oh, really?
This will be our, like, sixth topic, because you've already added.
Viewers, if you have topics that you want us to talk about, please put them in the questions, and we will talk about them.
Just ask us questions. That'll keep it going longer, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
what new
IP do you guys see becoming a fucking huge franchise with sequels, like Titanfall?
Titanfall,
yeah.
Yeah.
Watch Dogs. That's already got a fucking movie coming out.
You know what? I actually believe that The Last of Us is going to have a long run.
Yeah. Why are you showing your friends the list, Ruben?
What? I don't know.
Showing us fucking...
What are you doing?
But I think Last of Us, Titanfall, Watch Dogs is definitely going to have a fucking long run because it looks amazing. And because it's Ubisoft, what game do they... They always drag out their fucking games, like fucking Assassin's Creed and shit. And
yeah, Far I mean, Cry. look at Rainbow Six. I mean, they had so many games in the 90s and early 2000s, and then they just came out with Rainbow Six, and then Rainbow Six 2, and Patriot is delayed again.
Good.
Why is that good?
Okay. It just looks like another Rainbow Six game. I mean...
Dude, they haven't even released gameplay footage yet.
Well, BRB.
All right, Ron, bye.
The next thing you're going to hear, Xbox on.
Xbox, I'll be right back.
Hey, Rachel.
But, Rainbow Six is always going to have I don't think that's going to go anywhere. They're going to keep bringing it back.
Rainbow Six isn't going anywhere. Even with the death of Tom Clancy, it's not going anywhere.
Dude, I mean, Tom Clancy had nothing to do with any of
it. I know.
Games.
That's what I'm saying. That game, maybe the first Rainbow Six had a little bit to do with the book. Tom Clancy wrote only one Rainbow Six novel, and there's been 12 games.
Yeah.
Sounds like Twilight.
Sounds like Twilight.
Hell yeah.
Twilight.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Need that game.
Oh, can we talk about Twilight for a second?
No. Twilight's so fucking gay.
I want to talk about how that's such that in that book, I don't know how women relate to that book because that is such an abusive relationship. I mean, he literally abuses the shit out of her passively. And
obviously, you don't get women.
It's a It's
amazing. Women love to be abused. They do. They love abuse.
Bite them a few times.
Bite them a few times.
I don't understand what her thing was with him, dude. He's a vampire, so he can't get an erection.
He has no blood to get it. That is a good point, Ron.
My son also thought it was funny.
Yeah. Vampire erections.
You got a point, Dad. I see where you're going with this.
It's like, you can't get a motor!
Oh, God.
So, off the Twilight thing, because I won't talk about it anymore.
That's all I wanted to say about Twilight.
What do you guys think? What's going to be Adam, what do you think is going to be a good game that's going to go on that's new, that's brand new?
No idea. I don't even know what new games are coming out, really. I'm going to check, actually, right now.
Okay. I think Minecraft. That's never going anywhere.
I don't think that's ever going to go anywhere.
Yeah. Ever.
It's going to turn into an MMO. No.
It already is.
I know.
What about Terraria?
I don't think Terraria is going to go anywhere. I think Starbound is going to go further than Terraria did. Because Terraria is pretty much done. They haven't updated it in a while, and I don't think they're going to now that they're worrying about Starbound.
Everyone was like,
Chucklefish is picking up a lot more indie games to their label. So that's good for Chucklefish. That's also good for a bunch of indie games because Chucklefish is a great publisher. And they really know how to deal with their community and stuff like that. But I think Starbound is the game that's really the one you want to look at for longevity right now. I mean, there's always going to be Terraria, but Starbound is just so much more advanced in what it offers right now.
I have not seen one person play Terraria in my friends list since Starbound came out. I haven't seen anybody play Terraria.
I don't play Terraria at all. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever play Terraria. It doesn't look interesting to me.
Me neither. I was going to say something else.
Okay, Mike.
I think I have another game.
Okay, Mike. I did have something important to tell you, but I can't remember, so now you guys are all stuck with knowing that I was going to say something at one point in time. And then I thought you were going to care about it.
Good question. And then fucking Zach went on that whole rant about Titanfall.
What?
I got caught up in it, and I forgot what we wanted to talk about. Yeah, when you were talking about IPs and stuff like that. Not IPs. The release of the Xbox or like you were talking about. I don't even remember.
I don't remember. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, I forgot what I was going to ask, so leave me
better memory.
This is my favorite, dude. I watched this guy run out of this room on B-Flag, and then he sees that it's, like, being captured, so he comes back thinking that there's going to be, like, somebody, like, wall-hanging or camping somewhere, and there's a Titan pointing a gun in his face. Yeah, sucker. Blew his face. Move off.
Okay, awesome.
I don't understand what the Snickers is about.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I was saying that, you know, forget about it. It's not important.
It's not important.
Yeah, but just forget it. Just forget about it.
What about DayZ? Do you guys think that's going to go better than as?
No. You know how I feel about DayZ already.
That it's boring? I don't understand how fucking people can play that game because it's so fucking boring.
I find Breaking Point for Arma 3 so much more advanced than a fucking... than an actually professionally developed standalone.
Yeah, I know, right?
And that's probably also the reason why Rocket's leaving, because Bohemia has taken pretty much all of the control in what gets done with that game.
Yeah.
Maybe. What the hell?
Alright, somebody ask a question.
Does anybody know a Gina Adams?
No, why?
That's weird. Because
somebody just offered to suck your dick?
No.
Okay.
Oh. Anyways. Family friendly podcast, thanks to Fall Monument.
Not really.
Let Ryan's kids watch.
Phosphorus
I'm sorry. Don't get on my case, because Ryan just said that his son talked about boners.
Well, he's pretty advanced for being only a year and a half old.
Yeah. Anyways, we have a question, and that's from Phosphorus Thoth. Thoth, I think, maybe? I don't know.
Thanks for the second question,
Kyle. Here, let me go ahead and select it. So you know that we're answering it, even though I've already announced that we're answering it. There's a new Call of Cthulhu game coming out. And have you guys also seen Project Spark?
Project Spark is cool. I like the idea. I just hope that the...
Someone needs to run it back to me because I've heard of it. I just haven't...
It's like you pretty much create your own game.
Oh, the...
It's like RPG Maker.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard of it. I got to look into it. I heard it's only for the Xbox One, though.
Yeah, I got the beta for it, and I played it, but it wasn't interesting enough for me to keep playing, so hopefully the full game is worth something.
Yeah. On to your question about Cthulhu, I'm a huge Call of Cthulhu fan. I used to play the role-playing game, the pen and paper version of it, and I am a huge fan of that whole mythology lore. I actually have the Elder Sign app on my phone, and that game... Nerd. Looks really good. Fuck you, dude. You're hosting a nerd podcast. What do you expect?
I expect exactly what you're doing right now.
There you go. So don't call me a fucking nerd.
He expects you to act like a little faggy.
Go on, Paulin.
Anyway, I believe that the Call of Cthulhu games are something that people really should look into for a role-playing style video game a little bit more than they have. I know there's a few out and some free-to-play ones that they've made. I haven't played any of them, but I think if a AAA company got onto the Call of Cthulhu mythology, you know, where it takes place in the 1920s with all the gangsters and with the demons and stuff like that, I think it would be really cool, because there's nothing cooler than having a Tommy gun and shooting the shit out of a giant creature with tentacles.
I know who Cthulhu is.
Oh shit, Cthulhu.
Cthulhu. But I don't know what Call of Cthulhu is.
Cthulhu.
Cthulhu.
Is it Call of Duty but with Cthulhu in it as the antagonist or something like that?
What?
That sounds like Call of Cthulhu.
Call of Cthulhu.
It kind of sounds like Call of Duty.
I'm pretty sure Call of Cthulhu was out for at least 60 years before Call of Duty comes around. Actually, you know what? Actually, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to Google when Call of Cthulhu...
Nerd. Call of Duty was the first game ever.
Yeah.
Call of Duty was of all best. Time.
Of the beginning of time. We've made then. God made it.
I give you skills. And on the eighth day, God said, let there be a Call of Cthulhu.
That's what I was just about to say.
The Call of Cthulhu is a short story by American writer H.P. Lovecraft, written in the summer of 1926. It was first published in the pulp magazine Weird Tales. Let's see how many how many times the book has sold.
As a book.
I bet as many of you.
It started as a book in 1926 by a guy. It's actually just a short story that they've elaborated on completely.
So it's
completely. It was completely elaborated on.
Yeah. So there's extra stuff like that. Shut up.
Elaboration.
I'm done with this.
An elaboration.
The only reason this podcast has viewers.
Yeah, that beautiful face.
Yep.
Ooh, that baby face.
Especially with the enhanced features that...
which I still can't see.
The enhanced features.
I'm going to translate to English.
You can't even see my eye bags anymore. That's what happens when you're a gamer, guys. You spend no time sleeping.
No, that's what happens when you fucking make Gunsync serve. Never sleep. Never.
Well, that's
Ever.
Your own problem.
Yeah, I think we answered that
from
I think we answered that question quite well. Thank you, Phosphorus.
Jesus.
We don't care if you think it was answered very well. However,
I think my opinion on it is we answered it. Mike answered it fairly well, because I have no idea about either one of those things that you brought up. So, but good question.
Let there be Call of Duty. That's all I learned.
So basically, Call of Duty is better.
So I guess I'm the expert in this podcast.
Yeah.
Expert in Cthulhu.
Wait.
Cthulhuism. Aliens. Is that what you want to talk about?
No, I was just doing the meme, Aliens.
Wakanda Aliens.
Oh.
The meme with the guy, the History Channel guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Aliens.
Fucked up, man. He looks like a stoner.
Yeah. His fucking haircut is terrible.
All right, so our last topic, which I guess is our last topic, because we're probably going to go on to another topic we never even planned, which would be PC gamers getting mistreated by all these console devs, like Grand Theft Auto and all these other games we were talking about earlier.
We were talking about it. I think we've been talking about this topic for like 4 months.
Yeah. I can't let it go, though, man. I feel so mistreated as a PC gamer. And
I mean, let's take into account Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, there's Adam. He's here. Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 5.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry.
The Division...
ruined the thing.
The Division was supposed to come to PC. Or, well, originally it wasn't, but now it is.
Which is good.
I'm so excited for that game. That game looks so amazing. That and all the sports games. Fuck you, EA.
Yeah, right? What the fuck? Bags. 2002 is the last time we get a hockey game on the PC? No. No, sir.
Or any other sports games?
Or, yeah. I mean, the only we have to work with is kind of terrible. I mean, let's see. Let me go into Steam real quick, and I'll tell you some of the sports games that are on here.
You guys can already see my Steam. Oh, wait, no, I'm not screen sharing anymore.
Stop screen sharing your friends list!
No, that's not what I'm doing.
Why did you have a female picture on Google? I'm just now seeing this in the delay.
Okay.
What is that?
So here are some of the most popular... These are some of the most popular sports games on Steam for PC. F1 2013.
That's the racing, isn't it?
Which is a racing game. It got a Metascore of 77. Yeah.
It's not
Football
bad.
Manager 2014, which is actually really good, but this is also in a whole big line of managing sims that are on the PC where you're not actually playing a sports game, you're just managing a sports
game. Yeah, you're literally doing boring fucking
Yeah,
work.
Exactly, which you could do on Facebook for absolutely free. there's NBA 2K13, which got a 90% rating, which is not bad, but the problem is... Now, when they came out with NBA 2K14, in Steam, I understand it did come out earlier than next-gen NBA 2K14, which got a huge, completely different revamp, and the game looks so much better, and the career mode is so much more streamlined, and it's story-driven, which is really cool, and that's what, as a PC gamer, as a sports PC gamer, I really want to see, is them update NBA 2K14 into the next-gen. I'm going to quote that, next-gen graphics, because we all know that PCs are far superior than any console that's currently on the market or will be for the next 3 years.
They will always be.
Of course. I mean, there's one picture that defines that statement completely perfectly. At PAX Prime in Seattle, the Xbox One demos were run off of a PC.
Of course.
I mean, if you're trying to promote a console, use the console to promote it, not a PC.
Yeah.
Because as a PC gamer, I feel really, really taken advantage of in the fact that, for instance, Grand Theft Auto 4, we had to wait a whole year before that hit PC.
And we're gonna have to wait another year for Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah, we might even have to wait longer than that, especially because of the online features. But meanwhile, they develop the games on PC, they port them to the console, and then we have to wait to get an actual copy of the game for ourselves.
We have to wait.
I think the PC community is highly different. Or it has been. Shut up. The fucking sound effects. I'm done. My rant is over. Goodbye.
But I think it's not really the developer's fault. I think it's Microsoft and Sony's fault because they put so much money into these things. Like, you know how Microsoft will buy fucking Call of Duty basically and get like earlier DLCs and shit like that.
Yeah.
They'll basically buy EA's all the rights to EA's thing and put it on console to get more console sales than having to go to PC.
Yeah, exactly. But that's one of the main driving problems is that younger people aren't buying PCs. I mean, if you don't have a decent PC, you're not going to be able to play most of these games that are coming out. And that's understandable. But most people don't understand that you can build your own computer for far cheaper than you can buy a computer. And that's, I think, is the main problem with the whole situation, is the fact that people aren't aware that, hey, I can get a damn good PC that's better than any console that I'll ever own for only $1,000.
$1,000. Only
$1,000.
I mean, you're going to spend $600 on an Xbox, right? Mm-hmm. You're probably going to spend $300 on a decent TV to go with that Xbox. Because I know a lot of people who buy new TVs when they get a new console. So think of it this way. You're spending $600 and you're spending around $300 on a monitor, a TV. And then you're spending more money on accessories for that console, as in the Kinect, or if you don't have, like, if it doesn't come in the package, you get the Kinect, you're going to buy the headsets, you're going to buy the charge kits, you're going to buy the remotes, and then your price is just going to go up, because what's the price on a remote for Xbox One now?
Yeah, it's like $60.
$60, right there.
$60.
My Logitech controller for my PC cost me $20, and it works just as good as a fucking Xbox controller.
But it's not really price range for most people, it's convenience. Like, they can go buy a fucking Xbox and it's ready to play as soon as they get home, as opposed to actually having to build a fucking computer.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the risk of fucking your $1,000 PC up. But then you just plug into the fucking wall.
I think that's like just an excuse, though.
Well, I mean,
people are too lazy.
There's so many PC sites out there that build the PC for you.
Yeah, but they'll charge way extra money, and they'll be going up to like $1,500.
I'm just saying, like, there's different options other than going to a console route, because once you have that console, and once those graphics are rendered obsolete, you're gonna be like, oh, now I gotta wait for the next console. Because I mean, when did Xbox 360 come out? 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How long did we waited? We waited 7 years for a new console.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absurd to me.
Mm-hmm.
People just don't want to do that, though. They play the Xbox and go to work and that's it. They don't.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a casual gamer, then yeah, get a console. But if you take your gaming seriously, get a PC. It's much better in the long run.
Basically, if you're a noob, get a console.
Yeah, noob.
If not.
You filthy Cash!
Cash! You console peasants!
Brian, you don't remember to tell it.
Back to the topic.
I enjoy consoles, alright? So you guys can soak my dick.
I remember when we first started recording with Ryan. He's like, I don't know why I ever played console. I love PC more. And then he gets Xbox One. We don't Xbox see him for one. Months.
That's not even true. It's only been a couple weeks.
What year is it?
It's the day 475.
It's been 4 years!
I haven't seen any signs of life in so long.
When did I have a kid?
The last time. I seen a plane about 4 days ago.
What is that thing?
Oh, man. I've seen my first metal dragon driving along the streets.
Metal dragon?
I forget what that's from. It's from a movie where he's like, what are these metal dragons?
What was it, Lil Nicky?
Yeah, probably.
Where he gets hit by that train. He's like, oh no, something came at me.
I was hit by this big metal thing. Popeye's chicken is freaking awesome.
Popeye's chicken is a shiznit. Man, I love that movie. But anyways... I feel like PC gamers have been mistreated by the developers. I don't know if it actually is a developer. It's kind of like they haven't been mistreated because we have so much more games than console players ever will.
That's one good thing we have. We can back play anything.
Yeah, we can play anything from anything. Like, we can play.
Yeah,
fucking
that's the
anything.
Only advantage we have, pretty much.
You know who I think is.
And we can stream directly if we're streamers or YouTubers. We can stream and edit on the same exact thing we're playing on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like recording on a console because I can just fucking. It's not saying, like, I'm not losing like frames or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't get any frame drop when you record on console.
No.
Because his computer's doing all the work. And like, whenever you record with the PC, like, your computer's doing the work, and it's also trying to play a fucking game. At the same time, while your Xbox is playing a game, and your computer's doing all the manual labor. But what were you saying, Adam?
Before you got cut off? You know who's mistreated? YouTubers. They aren't.
Yeah, see, I think that's people. I think that's the bigger issue is that we get the game so late that by the time, by the time PC gamers get it, you know, if you're a YouTuber, you're like, well, you know, I can't really do this now.
Yeah, like I wanted to put Grand Theft Auto 5 footage up so bad, I still do, but
there's really no point to it next year.
The only thing that would be able to save me from the GTA 5 footage to make it actually relevant is mods. That would
That's the only thing that's going to make it useful for us.
And a lot of and like games that come out way later, like if the Division comes out on PC, I guarantee it's not going to be launch date. We're going to have to wait a couple months.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to wait. We might even have to wait a year.
Maybe. But yeah. So I don't that's the only thing bad about only having a PC. Like, if I had an Xbox 360 and a PC, I'd be happy with that, you know?
And I mean, I have a PS3. I've got a PS3. My sister has an Xbox. I could use the console whenever I want to. I just don't like it. I mean, the only reason I have a PS3 is for The Last of Us. And honestly, I haven't even bought the DLC yet. So I don't even know what happens. And I'm, frankly, I could care less at this point, because if I can't stream it, if I can't record it, it's pointless for me to do it. I mean, my free time is spent on the computer editing or streaming. I don't have enough time to go on the PS3 to play a game that I'm not going to get out to my fans, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So why would I worry about buying that DLC and spending money on something that I'm not going to be able to share with my fans? For me, that's pointless. The only thing I use my PlayStation for right now is Netflix, and that's if I'm not using my phone.
I use it for Grand Theft Auto and Netflix, Grand Theft Auto 5 and Netflix. That's all I use my PS3 for.
I don't even have that on my PS3.
I literally got it.
Dude, you have a PS3 and you don't have Grand Theft Auto 5, Mike?
Nope.
I thought you were a gamer.
Nope.
I'm a PC gamer.
I'm a PC gamer, but I own a PS3, and I'm not going to make the time to sell it. I'm playing the greatest game of all fucking time.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to sell my PS3 and everything.
You know what? I would sell it if somebody offered me money for it.
I'll give you a dollar.
It's worth more than a dollar. That's not happening, sirs.
I offered, and you didn't sell.
All right, so...
Oh, questions. We've got a question.
We have a question.
What do you think of the Oculus Rift?
Oculus Rift.
Fuck yeah, man. I want the Oculus Rift. I can't wait to see what's coming out with it.
You know what? If they work on their graphics, the Oculus Rift would be really cool.
Dude, the Oculus Rift had, like, how long has it been in work? Like a year?
More than that.
Yeah.
It's been in development for 3 years.
No, dude. It got funded last year.
No, but it's still been in development. They had to do the prototype, and they had to do the software first.
Yeah, that is true. The Kickstarter thing was just to actually make it, like, make mass.
Yeah, they wanted to produce it.
Yeah, produce it as, like, the shipping.
How much are those things, Oculus Rifts?
They're like $300.
Yeah, that's not a bad price. But with the best thing about the Oculus Rift is the freemium games that you can get for it.
Mm-hmm.
The horror is the best thing you could use the Oculus Rift for. The only thing is I hear it's a little bit bulky, and if you don't tighten it super tight, it'll slide down on your face. But from what I haven't gotten a chance to play it yet, but they also, the Oculus Rift company, they also came out with something where you can actually, it's like a treadmill that you use.
It's called the Virtuix Omni.
Exactly.
That's and gonna be awesome.
That looks pretty cool, but it looks very hard to use. You know, I watched Markiplier do it on one of his YouTube videos. Sorry for the name drop. I watched Markiplier do it on one of his YouTube videos, and
do it again.
It looked like he was having such a hard time moving around on that thing. Because it's not an actual treadmill, it's like this metal like air. It's like an air hockey table apparently, where like it uses the air to help your feet move along it. It's weird.
No, but it looks pretty cool. A low friction pad. It's what it is. It comes with a pair. It comes with shoes and shit to wear.
Oh, it does have its own shoes to wear?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's pretty cool.
You think it's going to pull
now, what do you think that money, what do you think that's going to cost, though?
Oh, it's going to cost a lot for both of them. For both of them, it'll be about $1,000.
Yeah, exactly.
At least. More.
Yeah, that's what I said, at least. It's going to be a little over $1,000 for both the Oculus Rift and the thing. Mm-hmm. But do you think it's going to pull, like, a Virtual Boy and be like, oh, it's so amazing, and then it...
So amazing.
It doesn't do good.
You know what? I honestly don't think it'll do very well.
At first, until the technology...
You know what? Eventually it might do great if they update their graphic capabilities and stuff like that. But it is a virtual reality system, so you're not going to get much you're not going to get much much play with the graphical capabilities of it.
I'm not worried about the graphics. I'm worried about like how bulky it is. Like it's just a big ass fucking TV screen.
It is very bulky.
If they can somehow get it to be like glasses, like around your face to make it look like, you know, have peripherals and shit, kind of like the fucking Star Trek glasses.
I'm telling you guys right now, if you have a problem with headaches, don't get it.
Yeah,
if you have epilepsy or something like that. Do not get that thing.
Yeah, I don't get it if you have epilepsy.
You'll probably
don't play games.
It basically is a TV screen that's literally 6 inches away from your eyes.
Well, it's two TV screens that are 6 inches away from your eyes.
One for each eye, but...
Yeah, exactly. And it can be very disorienting. Apparently, it takes a while to get used to it.
All right, well, this podcast has been going on for an hour, so it's probably time to wrap up. And plus, we have ran out of topics that we've half-assed answered. So...
Yeah, if you guys want more questions for the next podcast that we do, you can send them to Zach's Twitter at PootossAndApe, or you can send them to my Twitter or Ryan's Twitter, anybody's Twitter, pretty much.
What we should do is do this. Hashtag DerpCast every time you do it, because then we can just check hashtag DerpCast and we'll have questions.
Yeah, you can just, if you don't want to follow our Twitters, just... click and do that. Make a question and just do hashtag DerpCast.
And we'll check out hashtag DerpChat.
Yeah, but it's probably a better idea to follow. Well, they are following our Google Plus, so that'll tell you when we are doing this. We're going to be doing this probably every Sunday around 8 o'clock. Sunday at 8 o'clock. That's perfect for everybody here. Yeah. And plugs, what are the YouTube channels for Adam? Since he's the only guest we've had.
Plug your shit, Adam.
We're giving you free plugs.
How do I put it in there?
It's youtube.com/demonbanana.
Yes, I did.
DemonBanana.
BanaS.
BanaS.
You can find Fallen Monument at
Don't even go to my YouTube channel, guys. Just go to my Twitch stream.
Yeah.
He streams porn.
I've pretty much taken a hiatus from YouTube for a while, so I'm working on getting new stuff out, and it's taken me a while to get editing software back after my computer broke. So my YouTube channel's pretty much on hold right now.
What links?
I am streaming almost daily, though, so that's pretty much where you can find me and hang out with me. It's more easier for me to connect with you guys than through YouTube currently.
Twitch.tv/FallenMonument,
or you can hit me up at Twitter at Fallen Monument.
And
no
Ryan,
spaces, guys.
Tweet him.
Ryan, your YouTube is YouTube.com/
Ryan.
Rachel and Ryan Gaming.
Rachel and Ryan Gaming, come on down!
Yeah. And his Twitter is at, was it Rachel and Ryan Gaming, basically?
Rachel Ryan Games.
Everything is Rachel and Ryan Gaming.
So, thank you guys for stopping by.
Thanks, guys. And have a good night.
We'll do this again Sunday. Thanks, guys. Peace.
Bye.